Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Ray Dog here. Today's show is brought to you by Ray Dog Store. Do you want a cup of tea, don't you? Do you drink coffee at your desk? Why not enjoy coffee in this beautiful Ray Dog mug? Go on over to raydog.com, click on Ray Dog Store, grab you one, or just click on the link in the description and have a cup of coffee, a cup of tea with Ray Dog. You're welcome. Let's talk about Biden. Again, I'm being very YouTube friendly, let's put it that way, because on Political Bomb Show, I have a different name for him, but we'll keep it YouTube friendly. So let's get into this story. Biden, by the way, keep the comedy to comedians. Don't try to be a comedian, because you're barely a president, never mind a comedian. Biden takes a nasty shot at Tucker at WHCD, but it goes over like a lead balloon. The White House Correspondents' Dinner is supposed to be a fun, light event where people get roasted. Parts of it didn't go over well, with Joe Biden doing a cringe-worthy, dark Brandon moment, comedian Roy Wood roasting the media for giving Joe a pass on the classified documents, and Joe having trouble with the teleprompter again. In addition to all of that, Biden made a comment that showed, once again, just what a nasty, unfunny character Joe Biden truly is. I don't know how he ever sold the reputation that he was a nice guy when he is so often petty and childish. He can't take being challenged or questioned by anyone on what he does. Well, it's the big slow. Don't you know? There may be no one who has busted what a contemptible fraud Biden is more than Tucker Carlson. So naturally, Petty Joe being petty, he had to take a shot at Tucker doing the dinner, yet it wasn't funny, and even the folks there, most of whom don't line up politically with Carlson, didn't seem to appreciate it, which was interesting. You have Liz Churchill, or Churchill, who says on Twitter here, "We've had so many victories, vaccinated the nation, and achieved great things, and we got the job done, and it's finished for Tucker Carlson, Joe Biden." Okay, let me see here. Let's see if I can put the volume up for, I think I got the volume off. Where is this? Oh no, the volume is up for that. I was trying to try to play this, but I don't know that the volume. Let me try. Let's see what happens here. Let me try to play this and see if it plays. like you often say, what is it? Anyway, he's not finished. He's going to make more money. He's going to have more support. And you're going to eat those words. But anyway, Biden couldn't even say what was written out for him coherently. We really have a record to be proud of. Vaccinated the nation, transformed the economy, earned historic... I'm not going to read it again. But anyway, he's an idiot. But how was that remark about Carlson even funny, much less true? Biden might have gotten away with being nasty if he had been funny, but he wasn't. Even here, Biden is upset because he thought he was going to get a big laugh, and he didn't. So he has to say, like, you think that's not reasonable? Give me a break. How dare they not appreciate his brilliance? Biden doesn't get it. Just as he hasn't got anything doing his time here in office. Does he truly think that they've finished off Carlson? Of course not. As I reported on Saturday, Carlson may be temporarily silenced while he's working out the contract with Fox if what Megyn Kelly is saying is true. But if Biden is crowing about it, he's crowing a little soon because Carlson is going to be around for a long time after Biden has disappeared from the political scene, and people then get honest about what the wreck he was. So there's more here, but I don't need to read anymore. He's a nightmare. He is a nightmare on White House Street. Anyway, see how horrible that joke was? Just as bad as the Biden. Go ahead on over to RayDog.com. If you want to drink coffee with Ray Dog and a Ray Dog mug, go ahead and grab it from RayDog.com store, RayDog.com store, and drink coffee with Ray Dog. You're welcome. I will see you in the next one. Peace.